Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
Snead with the kick. It's a good one. It's bouncing all over the place. Who's first to react? It's going to be Hull FC. It's going to be a try. Up the middle of the field. I think it's Dean Hadley who's been the last man who's picked up the ball. The referee's gone to the big screen. What's he going to give? He's given a try. That looked a try every day of the week for me. Again, we talk about Mark Snead's creativity with ball in hand. Maybe not the best. It certainly is with it on the boot. That was a great kick from him, and Hull have got the first. He's got the ball down there. His legs are nowhere near the line. TRY, first try of the game. Hull FC in the lead from me. 6 points to nil. Dean Hadley with the try.
Yeah, good try. And I say the Catalans, they had more than one or two opportunities to get shot of that ball, but and I say it just bounced all over the place. And Hadley said, thank you very much. I'll take the first 4 points of the night and put Hull FC, you know, in front. And Mark Snead, the quality goal kicker, where he is, he'll turn the four into six.
Say it every week, shouldn't work the style, but it does. There goes your answer. Snead, score 6 points to nil, the black and white lead. 18 metres away from the line, Houghton to the right-hand side into Snead. Snead with the kick to the corner, looking for the player on that far side. It's bouncing all over the place. It's into the arms of Mane Fanua. What happened to the Catalan defender on that far side there? I've absolutely no idea. I think the referee's going to go to the big screen. Crowd don't like it. I think he's going to give a try. He is going to give a try on the field. Mark Snead's 2 metres in from the right-hand touchline, round the corner, left-footed. Leaves his boot. Need to see no more. Scoey, the Hull FC fans tell you with the shout of Snead that it's 12 points to nil. Two tries for Hull FC, both on the back of Mark Snead kicks. One in behind, one a high, well, wasn't even a high bomber. Mid-height bomb, shall we say, just chipped across the field, and Catalans make a real mess of it, and Hull FC don't waste about, and they're 12-0 to the good score. Ball goes left to Tuomavaavi, further wide to Pritchard, then Pritchard becomes the ball player and finds Snead. Snead with the pass decent to Yeaman. Yeaman down the touchline to Talanoa. Talanoa's got men in supply. He's got Mark Minicello. That's a really good try from Hull FC. Through three pairs of hands. We've criticised Pritchard for being a ball player. That time he did it perfectly. Good ball to Mark Snead. Mark Snead found a great pass to Yeaman. Yeaman was in space down the left-hand side. 2-on-1. He put his winger away, Talanoa. He drew the fullback, and in support was Mark Minicello. That's the third try for the black and whites. They're lead by 16 points to nil. That was a good try, Scully.
Excellent try, and I say it's all just come from mine, from a harsh penalty. You know, the black and whites are only 3 metres from their own try line, but and I say the creativity there, certainly from the black and whites, and Tuomavaavi just going to the line and offloaded in the tackle, and then spinning nice and wide to the left-hand side, Pritchard. You know, the ball screws what he's got on Snead. Well, I'm criticising him at times with the ball screws, but an excellent pass out to the wing, and a Minicello, what all good second knows should be doing, backing up on the inside, just at the side of the post. That, for mine, is a game ball for the black and whites. There's no way back now for the Catalans.
Mark Snead, 3 from 3 from him. Snead, as the fans sing here at the KC Stadium. He adds the goal. 18 points to nil and game over, says Gary Schofield. If I'm being honest, I think I pretty much agree with you. Wide, it'll go to Mark Snead. Mark Snead with a little chip over the top. Can he regather? No, he can't. Is the referee going to say it's a penalty? He is going to say a penalty. And Hull FC will have another shot at 2 points, I would have thought, Scoey.
Yeah, I would imagine so. A bit of inventiveness there from Snead. And, you know, the Catalans player, he didn't really need to, try and pull him back, because the player was earning himself to cover that. But, again, it's in discipline what's costing the Catalans. Snead will go for the 2 points. 40 seconds to go. And I say, I would imagine straight in front, 40 metres out? The 22-0 at half-time.
Yeah, would have thought so.
Needless penalty, Craig.
Yeah, it was. I think maybe being super critical, I think it was the youngster Sigisumu who was coming across. I thought maybe we better give the penalty away. I think I've called him about 8 different names already, but it's a hard one to pronounce. Crowd will tell you. I don't need to say any more. 22 points to nil is the half-time score. Mark Snead with his 5th conversion of the half, Scoey, and 3 tries, 5 goals from the black and white. Job done. Catalan feed the scrum, win the scrum, and it's the winger.
He's coughed the ball up again on the first tackle.
Jamie Shaw fires the ball out to Talanoa. Talanoa against Guizhou. Try time the black and white. And it isn't just raining or even pouring, Scoey. It's thunder and lightning and tropical torrential downpour for the young winger on that far side. Jordan Sigisumu comes up with the error again into the arms of Jamie Shaw, and he just fires a 20-metre pass right onto the chest of Talanoa, and from 10 metres out, like any good winger in this competition should do, he does do, scores in the corner. Hull FC lead 26 points to nil.
Yeah, it's been a shocking start from the Carlins. Angers have had the ball twice, and on the occasions they've coughed the ball up on the first tackle, and say Jamie Shawley just 20 metre pass out there to the big guy, and there wasn't going to be any stopping him. And well, I tell you what, the winger, all the Catalan players all around him are trying to console him, but I tell you what, there's no consoling there. He is having an absolute shocker.
It might not be the best ball in hand, Scully, but ball on boot, there isn't many better. That's a fantastic touchline conversion from Mark Snead. On the back of that, Minicello goes forward, gets the pass away to Green. Further wide it goes to Thompson. Thompson at the line, pokes his nose through. Thompson's still going. Thompson scores. Poor defence from the Catalan Dragons. Too many people missed out. The referee's going to go to the big screen. Gregory Muniz says there was crossing. I didn't see anything. Referee's given try. Jordan Thompson, it's just too strong. Just pushing away the defenders, and he scores the try. 32 points to nil for me. We'll wait and see what the big screen says, Scully.
Yeah, it should be a four-pointer. Clear. What's he going to the screen for here? I don't know. It's quite simple. The commitment and the effort is absolutely non-existent from these Catalan players. And then I say, Jordan Thompson said, well, if you're not going to tackle me, I'm going to go up for a nice four-pointer. And totally, you know, take the game away from the Catalan Zangers, but the commitment's just not there from
there is a bit of action there. There is a player who runs into a Catalan's player, but it looks to me from here we're outside the ball. Now he's got every right to come forward and look for a pass. Does he run in front of him? We're a long way away from that big screen, Scully. My eyes aren't the best anyway. No,
mine are the same, but
I think he runs on his outside shoulder, and if he does that for me, that's okay. Now he's going to rule it out, Scully.
Yeah, he's ruling it out, saying it must be an obstruction. We're not going back to the grounding. Well, they've gone to the screen, and well, Benfamy's listened to the French guys, and they say he's gone there, and it's been disallowed from Jordan Thompson. So
I do, mate, yeah.
I'll do the funnies, Craig Murdoch. All right, so now I'll do the funnies.
Sorry, sir. Comes back through hands to Catalan to keep the ball alive.
Come on,
it's intercepted.
Oh,
he's off. He had a bad leg 5 minutes ago. Has he got the pace?
He has.
The big man can run. He's going to go 80 metres. Mane Fanua in at the corner, puts the ball down. Bad knee, Scully. We'll have two of those every day of the week. Mane Fanua, 80 metres, 32-0, the black and white lead.
I'll tell you what, Craig Murdoch, if Lee Radford were thinking of giving him a fitness test, he's just passed it. There's no two ways about that. And well, Radford, he's just going down now to the sidelines. I would imagine there might be a few substitutions here, pick some of these big players off. But for Noah, if there was ever going to be a fitness test, he's just passed it. He's fit for Wembley next week. And well, the Catalans, as much as what they tried, the interception read it absolutely brilliantly. And I say 70 metres out from there, there wasn't stopping him. And I say that's just the icing on the cake for the Hull FC performance, even though what, there may be 18 minutes to go. Great try from the big man.
To Snead then throws the ball to Mane Fanua. Fanua steps inside one, steps inside two, gets the pass away. Mark Snead will score. Mane Fanua went 80 metres on his last touch of the ball. This time he creates the overlap, steps inside and pops a little beautiful one-handed offload to Mark Snead, who scores just to the right of the post, and it gets better for Hull FC. Their lead by 36 points to nil.
Yeah, does it ever get better? And I say, you want a confidence performance just before the biggest game. So next week down at Wembley, this is the sort of performance from there. And
Mark Snead round the corner, he adds the extras, 38 points to nil. 6 tries, 7 goals from the black and whites. Week before Wembley, and he's got support on his outside. Will he pass the ball back on the inside? Was that off a Catalan hand? Yes, says the referee. Pritchard goes down the touchline. Pritchard's going to score. I'm sure we'll go to the big screen. He's going to give the try, I would imagine. He has to give the try because he said play on.
We're play on, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's got to give the try when he goes to the big screen or not. Yeah, he's going to go to the big screen. He has to give the try.
Yeah. And as I say, well, the referee went to the video referee. It has proved that it was a good try. And I say, Kirk Yeaman, great paw, great. I say, getting the ball nice and wide out there onto the left-hand side of the hole. I see a big Frankie supporting on the inside. Should have been a pasted, the big man. And an excellent try for the black and white.
Has he nailed it? You bet he has. Right out on that touchline. 44 points to nil. And Hull FC have got a chance going to get the 50.